Unit 4. Pronunciation. Exercise 3C.
Carrot. Chicken. Dessert. Lettuce. Olive. Pancake. Starter. Sweet corn. Turkey.
Unit 4. Vocabulary. Exercise 6. 1.
So, first you put the oil in the pan, like that, and then you put the heat up. Right. Can you hear that now?
Yes.
When you hear that, that's the moment to put the chicken in the pan. Lovely. Just smell that. And we leave it in there till it's a lovely golden colour. Then it's ready to eat.
2.
Are you really going to eat that?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
But is it cooked?
No, they just take the fresh fish, they mix it with lime juice and they leave it. It's delicious.
Yuck! I couldn't eat fish that hasn't been cooked.
3.
Wow! That's good. What is it?
Well, it's beef, but they mix it in these special peppers. They're a bit hot, aren't they?
A bit? I think my mouth is on fire. This is my 5th glass of water.
4.
That's good.
Good. Do you know what's in that?
No, and I don't want to. It's really tasty. Just let me enjoy it.
Yeah, but you'll be sorry afterwards. Everything in it is artificial. It's full of chemicals, and it's only tasty because it's got extra salt, extra sugar, and it's got too much fat.
I don't know why I invite you to this burger place. You always ruin my meal in the end.
5.
Are you really going to eat that?
What? This tuna sandwich? Tuna isn't bad for you.
Well, it isn't the tuna that's the problem. It's the bread.
What's the matter with the bread?
It's been in the kitchen for at least a week. It's probably hard.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I didn't know it was so old. Yuck!
6.
That turkey smells good. Is it ready to eat?
Let's have a look. No, it needs to stay in the oven for another 10 minutes with the potatoes.
The potatoes look good too. I know they're probably healthier when they're boiled, but I think they're much tastier done in the oven with just a bit of oil.
4. Gateway to Life Skills. Exercises 5 and 6.
So, Jasmine, what are you going to make today?
Today I'm going to make my special fried fish. I'm going to cover the fish with the egg and the breadcrumbs and then fry it.
Okay, but Jasmine, remember that you're going to have to use your hands a lot. You know, putting the fish into the mixture. So...
Oh, you're right. Sorry, Chef. I'll take my rings off.
Jasmine needs to be careful of jewellery on her hands or wrists. When you wear jewellery, it's impossible to wash your hands properly and to get them 100% clean. And that's so important when using your hands.
Hi, Ben. That looks interesting. What are you making for your starter?
Well, it's an unusual Italian salad. It's very healthy and very cheap too, because you just need bread, tomatoes, onions, and of course olive oil.
Yes, I can see the olive oil. In fact, there's lots of it on the floor, there, just by your foot.
Oh, yes, I spilled some before. Sorry, Chef, I'll tidy it up straight away.
It's not a question of being sorry. It's Safety comes first in the kitchen, and somebody could stand on that oil and fall, because it's very slippery. And what if they're carrying a knife or something hot? There could be an accident. Jasmine, are you still cooking for us?
Yes, of course. For my main course, I'm making an Indian dish.
I think you've forgotten something, haven't you?
No, I've got the lamb, got the rice.
Have you seen Jasmine?
Yes, I know. She needs to keep her hair tied back or cover it. It's a simple question of hygiene.
And where's her apron? An apron is to keep you clean and to keep the food clean too.
They're basics. She needs to do better or she's out.
Okay, Ben, stop for a second. Explain what you've just done.
Well, I've just been cutting up some chicken. Oh, and chopping up some lettuce too.
With the same knife? On the same board?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, Ben, this is important. When you cut raw chicken and use the same knife and board to chop the lettuce now has bacteria from the raw chicken. You could get food poisoning if you eat that.
So, what do I need to do?
Simple. Make sure you always wash your knife and board after cutting raw meat. But right now, you need to put that lettuce straight in the bin. And you've only got 15 minutes left to finish your dish.
Unit 4. Listening. Exercises 2 and 3. Speaker 1.
Personally, I think we'll all be eating something which is already quite common in Asia. I think we'll be eating seaweed, algae. There are so many good things about it. First of all, seaweed grows faster than any other plant in the world, so it's easy to farm. And because it grows in the ocean, you don't need to use the land or fresh water. That's an enormous advantage because by 2050, water will have become a real problem. There won't be enough for traditional farming. Anyway, another great thing about seaweed is that it's really healthy. You can use it instead of salt and put it in bread or even fast food meals, and it's much better for you than salt. It's actually very tasty too. I've tried lots of great meals made with seaweed.
Speaker 2.
I think that by 2050, restaurants will have disappeared. We'll all be using 3D printers at home to create our food. The technology already exists, but it's quite expensive at the moment. But by 2050, 3D printers will have become a part of everyday life. You'll be able to decide from a list what you want to eat, a burger, a pizza, a chocolate cake. Then you'll just put the basic ingredients in the machine, press a button, and the machine will do the rest. I'm not sure how quick it will be, but it will save us lots of time in front of a cooker, especially when you need to produce food in large quantities. We'll be spending more time doing other, more important things instead of cooking.
Speaker 3.
Some people won't like what I'm going to say. I think in 2050 we won't be eating meat or fish. Maybe we'll be eating things that look like burgers, but we'll be making those burgers with insects. In many parts of the world, people already eat insects. In parts of Africa, Japan, Thailand. We all know that insects can give us lots of protein. And insect farms are cheap. They don't need much water. And there are probably around 1,400 different types of insect that humans can eat. I've never tried them, but people say they're tasty. Really, there are so many good reasons for eating them. I think that the problem is that people have a negative attitude towards insects in general, so they really don't like the idea of eating them. I think we'll all need to change our minds about insects in the future.
Speaker 4.
Have you heard about Frankenburgers? They're burgers that they made from meat produced in a laboratory. I think that's what we'll be eating in 2050. Big traditional farms full of animals will have disappeared by then. There won't be enough water for them, and we'll be trying to protect the environment. So the only solution will be to create food and meat in laboratories. It won't be very natural or very tasty, probably. And some of us think that this laboratory food will be dangerous and have negative effects on our bodies. I hate to say this, but I think that in 2050, we probably won't have any alternative.
Unit 4. Developing Speaking. Exercises 2 and 3A.
Now, I want you to look at these different places where you can eat out. I want you to imagine that it's the end of term. Your class is going to organise an end-of-term meal for the whole class. Which of these five places do you think is the best place for your end-of-term meal?
Okay. What do you think about a fast food restaurant?
Personally, I don't like fast food. But I think that a lot of people do, and they go to fast food restaurants quite often, at the weekend, for example. So, it isn't a very good place to celebrate a special event.
Yes, I agree. It's the same with the school canteen. We eat there every day. In my opinion, we need to choose somewhere we don't usually go.
An outdoor picnic area might be nice, because we could go to a park or somewhere special.
Good idea. Picnics are great because they aren't very expensive either.
Yes, that's the problem with an exclusive restaurant. The food and service will be really good, but I don't think most people will want to spend a lot of money on the meal.
Yes, you're right. What about in a classmate's house? That's cheap.
Yes, and it's probably quite comfortable. You can have music, for example, and people can move about.
Yes, but a house is probably going to be small for all the class, and it isn't very special.
Well, the way I see it, the outdoor picnic area is the best. It's cheap and easy for a larger group. Why don't we choose that?
Okay, let's have it somewhere special. At the beach, for example. And we can organize games and competitions too.
Thank you.
Unit 4. Gateway to Life Skills. Physical Well-being. Teenagers, Time to Cook. Complete text. Being able to cook is a useful skill that everyone should learn, and the earlier the better. Here are 10 good reasons why. 1. Taste the difference.
When you learn to cook, you discover that with just a few basic natural ingredients, you can make delicious meals that taste better than typical processed food. You can't compare the flavours of home-cooked meals with meals that come in a packet.
2. Quality control.
Often with pre-packaged, processed foods, you don't really know what the ingredients are. But when you cook dishes yourself, you know exactly what they contain. And you can make sure that everything you eat is top quality in terms of taste and nutrition.
3. Looking after yourself.
When you cook at home, You can prepare food in healthy ways, by boiling or baking, for example, instead of frying in lots of oil. You can limit the amount of sugar and fat in each meal. All of this will make it easier to control how healthy you are.
4. Become independent.
Learning to cook can give you a great sense of freedom. Knowing you are able to cook is a great skill to have because you won't need to rely on your parents or others to cook for you. You'll see that you can care for yourself when you live away from home.
5. Save money.
Everybody knows that eating out is nearly always more expensive than eating at home. The economic factor is important for everyone, but particularly when you're a student.
6. Save time.
Cooking just one dish can mean you have food for several days. Just increase the quantities and you'll have enough to freeze and eat another day. That means you won't have to depend on unhealthy fast food when you don't have much time.
7. Enjoy yourself.
Learning how to cook can be fun. Once you know the basics of cooking, you can create your own dishes and experiment with hundreds of different flavors. You can have a great time just by being imaginative and creative in the kitchen.
8. Improve your social life.
When you learn to cook, there's nothing better than inviting friends round and letting them try what you've made. It's a great way to make your friends happy and show them your skills too.
9. Travel the world.
Cooking new dishes from around the world can teach you about different countries and cultures. Trying different types of food, flavors, and ways of cooking can transport you to places you've always wanted to visit.
10. Future career?
Who knows where cooking will take you? There are lots of great jobs out there connected with food. Maybe you'll become a professional chef, or perhaps an expert in nutrition, a food blogger, or even a restaurant critic. Many people have taken their love of food and cooking and turned it into their dream job. Just look at me.
Unit 4. Gateway to Life Skills. Physical well-being. Teenagers, time to cook. Gapped text. Being able to cook is a useful skill that everyone should learn, and the earlier the better. Here are 10 good reasons why. 1.
When you learn to cook, you discover that with just a few basic natural ingredients, you can make delicious meals that taste better than typical processed food. You can't compare the flavors of home-cooked meals with meals that come in a packet.
2.
Often with pre-packaged processed foods, you don't really know what the ingredients are. But when you cook dishes yourself, you know exactly what they contain, and you can make sure that everything you eat is top quality in terms of taste and nutrition.
3.
When you cook at home, you can prepare food in healthy ways, by boiling or baking, for example, instead of frying in lots of oil. You can limit the amount of sugar and fat in each meal. All of this will make it easier to control how healthy you are.
4.
Learning to cook can give you a great sense of freedom. Knowing you are able to cook is a great skill to have, because you won't need to rely on your parents or others to cook for you. You'll see that you can care for yourself when you live away from home.
5.
Everybody knows that eating out is nearly always more expensive than eating at home. The economic factor is important for everyone, but particularly when you're a student.
6.
Cooking just one dish can mean you have food for several days. Just increase the quantities and you'll have enough to freeze and eat another day. That means you won't have to depend on unhealthy fast food when you don't have much time.
7.
Learning how to cook can be fun. Once you know the basics of cooking, you can create your own dishes and experiment with hundreds of different flavors. You can have a great time just by being imaginative and creative in the kitchen.
8.
When you learn to cook, there's nothing better than inviting friends round and letting them try what you've made. It's a great way to make your friends happy and show them your skills too.
9.
Cooking new dishes from around the world can teach you about different countries and cultures. Trying different types of food, flavors, and ways of cooking can transport you to places you've always wanted to visit.
10.
Who knows where cooking will take you? There are lots of great jobs out there connected with food. Maybe you'll become a professional chef, or perhaps an expert in nutrition, a food blogger, or even a restaurant critic. Many people have taken their love of food and cooking and turned it into their dream job. Just look at me.
Unit 4. Reading. The future of food? Eliminate it.
When you get home this evening, what will you have for dinner? Pizza? A salad? A turkey sandwich? It can sometimes take a long time to decide what to eat. One man who doesn't have that problem is Rob Reinhardt. Rob is the inventor of a product called Soylent, which some people say will be the future of food. Rob is a software engineer in his 20s. He invented Soylent because he didn't have much money or much time. Because he didn't have much money, he bought and ate a lot of fast food, and he realized how unhealthy it was making him. Because he didn't have much time, he hated wasting it by cooking, even if it was just frying an egg for breakfast. Rob's solution to this problem was to create a product that is a mixture of all the nutrients that the body needs to survive. To make the mixture, Rob studied biology and chemistry. He turned his kitchen into a laboratory. Once he had his powder of 35 essential nutrients, he added water and drank it. Since then, Rob has had Soylent for 90% of all of his meals for a year. Some experts say it's impossible to feed on nothing more than powder and water. They say that healthy, fresh food is essential. But Rob believes that you need carbohydrates, not bread, and you need vitamins and minerals, not fruit and vegetables. According to Rob, he feels much healthier with this new diet. He also says he's saved a lot of money because the nutrients are cheaper than either fresh or fast food. And he's saved a lot of time and energy because there's no frying, no roasting, and no baking. Some people believe that Soylent will have other worldwide benefits.
When you see the increase in the world population and the effects of global warming, it appears that it's going to be difficult to produce enough fresh fruit and vegetables for everybody. For example, in California, there is little water, but 80% of all the water goes to farms. So the agriculture that produces natural food often has a bad effect on the environment. Soylent doesn't. Making it is cheap too. So maybe it could help solve world hunger in developing countries. But is this a depressing future for food? Most of us don't only eat to survive. Eating tasty food is part of every culture. It's an enjoyable activity and a nice way to spend time. Most people who have tried Soylent say that it doesn't taste bad, that it tastes a bit like pancake mixture. Rob says that he hasn't got tired of the taste yet, but he also admits that other people seem to enjoy food more than he does. In the next few weeks, scientists are meeting to discuss their detailed research into Soylent. Will it be the future of food or just a passing fad? Only time will tell.